Good. Yeah, I've covered my notes quite well here. Yeah, I just wanted to say a bit about the process of writing this book, because I think I mentioned the idea of, you know, having gone 15 rounds earlier on. Actually, there's another metaphor which I use in my acknowledgement, and the metaphor is writing the book, I felt like a snake trying to swallow a buffalo. That's kind of what it felt like. I don't know if you've ever seen an image of a snake swallowing a buffalo, but it's really quite an extraordinary sight. And I'm guessing that it's pretty hard work for the snake to swallow that buffalo. Because Mahayana Buddhism is so vast. You know, it covers 2,000 years of cultural history. You know, its textual corpus is absolutely huge. You know, some people would say it's the largest corpus of spiritual scriptures that has ever been created. You know, it's absolutely massive. It spans, as I perhaps indicated a few moments ago, a huge geographical area, starting with India, spreading through Central Asia, into East Asia, and even parts of Southeast Asia. So it's kind of a huge thing to take on. And rather naively, I thought it would be quite easy to write a book about it. I thought, well, God, why haven't more people done this? You know, why haven't more people written a kind of you know, general overview of Mahayana Buddhism? It's easy. You know, you just pick your chapters, come up with your chapter titles, away you go. Just fill in the details. You know, it's just painting by numbers. That's what I thought the first week. And I thought, well, you know, because it's a general book, I don't really need to know much. You know, I'll just read a couple of encyclopedia articles, summarise those. Bob's your uncle. You know, that'll do me. That's how slack I am. The more I started to write and research, of course, what happened was, you know, any given topic, I'd read something, and then I'd read something else, and the two things disagreed. You know, one thing said, well, actually, it was like this. Another thing said, oh, it was like that. And then I think, oh, well, they disagree with each other. I better read another thing to see, you know, which one's right. And so I'd read another one. And that took a different view again, you know. And so after a while, I've got like three or four conflicting interpretations. And it's like you open this box and things are kind of coming out of it. And you're trying to squeeze them back into the box, but they won't go. And so then you've got this vast amount of material that's just kind of proliferating and proliferating and proliferating. Bishop Pani's nodding his head because he's writing a book at the moment as well. So I think we share something of the same experience there. So yeah, so it just becomes larger and larger and larger. And you think, well, I just wanted to write 500 words about this topic, and now I'm going to have to write a whole book just about this one thing. So you know, constantly I was having to try and find a way, I think, of trying to demonstrate that I've got some awareness of the complexity of a topic, but at the same time, not introducing all of that complexity, because it would just be incredibly confusing and just leave too many loose ends. So on many occasions, you know, I've had to choose how I want to see things, how I want to analyse things, hopefully sometimes recognising that that isn't the only way of seeing it. But that proves, you know, extremely difficult. And in the end, it's taken me 3 years to write it altogether, which to me seems like a really, really long time. I mean, actually, in Mahayana terms, it's a really, really short time. And just to give you an idea of that, I just want to read you a little passage from my book. This is about Mahayana time. Time in Mahayana scriptures is measured in kalpas, eons, or even mahakalpas, great eons. It's almost impossible to grasp how long these periods of time really are. One early scripture illustrates this by means of an image. If there were a solid stone mountain, a yojana in height, that's about 4 to 9 miles, again, you see, nobody knows, could be 4 miles, could be 9 miles, could be somewhere in between. Nobody knows how long a yojana is. I'll start that again. If there were a solid stone mountain, a yojana in height, and it was stroked once every 100 years with a piece of fine cloth, it would wear away before an eon came to an end. Right, so it would wear away before an eon came to an end. According to one text, it takes 3,000 million million great eons to accomplish the Mahayana path to awakening. That's a long time. So 3 years is really not very much at all in the larger scheme of things.